There you go.
With the absence of our commission president, I will call the Utilities Commission meeting to order today, July, what are we, the 24th today?
24.
11:45. Do we have Robert Scott on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Taking a look at today's agenda, does anybody have any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move right into the consent agenda. We've got minutes from our last commission meeting. We have the bill payments, and that does include, well, it looks like about $1.2 million in payments. So I would be looking for a resolution for approval of the consent agenda.
I'll make a resolution to approve the consent agenda as stated.
Second.
A resolution and a second. Any questions? John, anything you'd want to point out on bill payments?
Not on this round of bills, Commissioner Mattern.
Pretty straightforward?
Yes.
Very good. Any other discussion? Beth, if you could do a roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner DeBleek.
Aye.
Magnuson.
Aye.
Mattern.
Aye.
Mabou.
Aye.
Weber.
Aye.
Holtz.
Aye.
That passes. Thank you. Moving right along, we're going to take a look at the wind turbine report. And John Fulkerdahl.
Thank you, Commissioner Mattern. The June 2017 wind turbine report is on your agenda. It looks pretty good, actually. Through June of 2017, we're pretty close to as high as it's ever been for this month. So that's a good sign. You can see that we produced 534,000 kilowatt hours. Didn't have any serious issues in June to slow it down, so it looked pretty good, and we're on track for another good year as far as production goes. Should mention at this time probably that you may have noticed or become aware that Wind Turbine 3 was out of commission this weekend. We're currently having a software issue, and we've got several people from two states and two countries working on it at the present time, so we hope to have a quick resolution on that. Seems like sort of a typical computer program glitch, or maybe we'll just end up having to reload everything, but we don't know exactly yet at this point.
Thank you, John. John, I do have a question on the software issue. That only is affecting the one turbine. Do they each run independently then with their own hardware and software?
Yeah, they do. Each wind turbine has their own server, as well as all the individual electronic controls within the turbine, but we've recently installed our own servers in each of the wind turbines for security purposes. Behind the other servers, the original D-Wind servers that were installed with the turbines when they were erected, but that appears to be the original server that's having a software problem. The technician that we retain in from DeWind down in Oklahoma can't get access. So we turned to this morning. Jaron Smith tried working on it. He couldn't get anywhere, so he turned to our German wind turbine expert who actually wrote the original software for DeWind, and he is currently trying to figure out exactly what the problem is. They've been going back and forth all morning.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the update. Next on the agenda, Denise, we have a financial report for May.
Thank you. As you'll see, the first statement involves just the electrical division. Looking year-to-date, we are approximately $50,000 ahead of budget with the electrical division. Water division, also approximately $50,000 ahead of budget year-to-date. Heating division, about $320,000 ahead of budget year-to-date. We had actually budgeted a loss, so it's good that we're showing a little bit of a profit year-to-date. Combined financial statement, year-to-date, we're about $426,000 ahead of budget. Are there any specific questions on any of the financial statements?
Doesn't look like it. Thank you, Denise. I guess the only thing I would comment, again, we're a couple months past May. So far, have you seen anything lately that would be concerning or anything to take a look at?
I have not seen anything concerning. Seem to be trending pretty close to our budget.
Good. Thank you. All right. Item number three. John, I'll pass this over to you. A request for confirmation of facilities tour on August 28th.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Matter. Is this the desire of the commission that we have a facilities tour again? In the past, we would hire a bus, take the commission around, show them areas of interest, about, you know, indicate to us what facilities you would like to see or want to know where they're located. We would add those to the tours, as well as areas where we had improvements for the year or areas where we will be talking about in our budgets, so that everybody is familiar with, you know, the water plant or the substations, things of that nature. So if you're up for that again, typically we have at the second meeting of May, and we will start setting that up if there's interest by the commission in a tour again.
You mentioned the second meeting of May?
August. I'm sorry. A little bit slow. Second meeting in August.
Commissioners, any feedback on that?
So, John, is that usually done in the afternoon? And we usually change the schedule of the commission meeting, correct?
That would be correct, Commissioner Holtz. Typically, in the past, we started at 3 o'clock. Tour, usually two and a half hours a tour would take. Meeting would start following the tour. So we'd publish the meeting accordingly to start following the tour, which would be somewhere between 5 and 5:30 in the past. So depending on how many stops the commission would request that we set up on the tour would determine start time of our commission meeting. So in the past, like last year, we stopped out at the pump stations, future well fields, the power plant, the service center, the Southwest well field, substations, three of the substations, pointed out where the farmland is that we receive rent on, and then also the Pram substation. That was last year. So,
yeah, if you haven't had a chance to go, I'd recommend trying to get out and look at the facilities. Unfortunately, this year I'm going to have a conflict and won't be able to make either.
Sure.
So, okay.
I know I always appreciate the tours. I think being able to see the facilities that we're talking about, especially with a lot of the decisions that are being made, is incredibly valuable, including the power plant. I don't know if everybody here has had a chance to go through there or not, but I find that valuable for sure. So
we can do that. If it's the desire of the commission, we'll set it up, and we'll set up a tour for the commission through the power plant as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. With that, we will move on to the general manager's report.
We'll pull Commissioner Lamar attended the APP policy makers. We'll pull an update, a summary from Carol forward to next meeting. And then we have an upcoming planning committee meeting. I believe that has been pushed out, Beth?
Yes, it has.
Okay, so that has been pushed out. That's going to be the only item on there. We're going to be focusing on our budgets and O&M, operation maintenance, as well as our capital budgets. And there will also be an employee or a labor committee meeting to address employee performance, as well as our power plant staffing. At the present time, we are waiting on Frank Madden to respond to the questions that we have, as well as a severance package that the labor committee has been, that they've been discussing. So as soon as we hear back from Mr. Madden, we will be pushing out dates for that labor committee meeting. Unless there's any other questions on the general manager's report, that's all I would have to add to it.
All right, thank you, John. Any other items to come before the commission today? Hearing and seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned.